Everyone, and welcome to Trashy Divorces, the Trashy Breakups Midweek Edition. My name is Stacy.
Hey, friends, I'm Alicia. I got a fun one for you today.
You have a real rebel for us today, yeah?
Rebel yell, if you will. Today, I'm bringing you the trashy breakup of Rebel Wilson and Jacob Bush.
Oh.
Let's be honest, we got a lot of ground to cover.
Okay.
All right, comedian Rebel Wilson has been the source of a lot of media buzz lately for a lot of different reasons. She made news in 2020 for her jaw-dropping 75-pound weight loss. Enormous strides she made in her arena of health. Then in 2021, she was again the hot topic of conversation when she breaks up with her multi-millionaire brewery heir boyfriend, Jacob Bush.
Not that into beer, huh?
Most recently, in early June 2022, just this year, just last month, Rebel Wilson again made headlines by announcing that she was gay.
Huzzah.
Prior to being the topic of interest in her personal life, Rebel Wilson has made us all laugh in movies like Bridesmaids, The Hustle, all three of the Pitch Perfect films.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, she's had a lot more roles than her most recognizable ones. And she is universally considered one of the most talented and funny actresses working today.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Won't stop a trashy breakup. Won't stop trashy scandal. Let's get into it. Rebel Melanie Elizabeth Wilson was born on March 2nd, 1980 in Sydney, Australia. She has two sisters and a brother. Her parents are professional dog handlers, which is kind of an interesting way to grow up, right?
What does that mean in practice?
Professional dog handlers. The family moves around the country selling canine products and handling dogs, I suppose.
Okay.
Rebel will graduate from Terra Anglican School for Girls in 1997 and then go on to study at the University of New South Wales, NSW.
Go.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Spiders? Probably not.
Tarantulas, koalas. Eventually, Rebel will find her way to the Australian Theatre for Young People, which launched her acting career. After studying there at the Australian Theatre for Young People, Rebel comes to New York City on a scholarship. Here's a fun Trashy Divorces tie-in. That scholarship is funded by a fellow Australian actress, Nicole Kidman.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting?
That is, yeah.
So in New York, Rebel gains attention for her work on the stage and will transition into TV roles before her movie career begins. A lot of Americans sat up and took notice of Rebel Wilson for her role as Kristen Wiig's roommate in the comedy Bridesmaids from 2011. It was here that Rebel will meet her co-star, Matt Lucas, who plays her brother and fellow roommate.
Yeah.
Here's the fun part about this story. Rebel and Matt end up being real-life roommates for years.
Oh, wow.
Because they meet on this film and they have such a good time.
Interesting.
Matt Lucas tells the BBC, "We lived together for 3 years, had the best time, and a great friendship came out of it." In 2012, Matt Lucas will tell Conan O'Brien, "We played roommates so well in Bridesmaids, we thought, yeah, we can do it for real. Except instead of annoying Kristen Wiig, we're now annoying all the neighbors nearby." Which is kind of true. I do have a little bit of fact-checking validation for the annoying the neighbors, which if you're going to annoy your neighbor, this is a solid letter from your neighbor to get about how much they were annoyed. Matt and Rebel annoy their neighbors so much, in fact, they get an anonymous letter that Rebel will describe as, quote-unquote, a little bit disturbing. It reads, "Dear neighbor, I'm living somewhere behind you. I'm glad you're enjoying your new pool and hot tub, but I'm trying to sleep. I can hear everything you say, even the British accents.
Oh my God.
If you continue to make noise past 10 p.m., I will call the cops.
Oh my God.
We have rules here in West Hollywood. Seriously.
Weeho. I don't think you do."
So in describing the letter, Rebel Wilson explains that the word seriously with the "we have rules here in West Hollywood, seriously" was underlined numerous times. Okay, this is my favorite part because, wow, I know what we're doing this weekend when we go in our little mini pool.
Right.
Okay, the letter continues. "And stop singing show tunes from Annie.
Oh. my God.
Both of you are way too old to ever be cast as child orphans. The sun will come out tomorrow. Yeah. And so will the cops. It's summertime fun. Anything wow. goes on Trashy Divorces.
Wow.
The letter ends with a very polite, a very...
Best regards.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Okay, that... Wow. That is absolutely the best.
Quit singing show tunes from Annie.
And yes, our neighbors will resent us.
Oh, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
I know you do.
Little girls. Oh, yeah. Our neighbor's going to hate us. All right. Rebel Wilson and her relationship. We're going to talk about the relationship with Jacob Busch first. We'll save the breakup for after break.
Well, let's... I mean, it would be weird to start with the breakup.
Jacob Busch. Jacob Busch was born in 1991, okay. So a little bit younger
yeah,
than Rebel.
A little WeHo Cougar Town.
Welcome to the yeah. neighborhood. Jacob's a member of the Anheuser-Busch beer family.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. The family will sell their company of beer in 2008 and are now estimated to be worth a cool $13.4 billion beer nest egg.
Dynasty. You can buy a lot of beer with 13.4. You can buy good beer, in fact. You don't have to drink that crap. Okay, go ahead.
Prior to dating Rebel Wilson, Jacob dated Adrian Maloof for a few years. Adrian Maloof was a former cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And also a member of the very wealthy business family who owns a stake in the Sacramento Kings NBA team, as well as the Palms Casino in Las Vegas.
Wait, there's a Sacramento Kings NBA team?
Apparently.
How?
Adrian Maloof's family owns it.
How? Okay.
Or stake in it, I should say.
I'm learning all sorts of things.
Okay, so Jacob, in addition to being an heir to a major beer fortune, it's not just beer that is in his interest purview. Jacob Busch is also the founder of an ice cream brand named Naps. N-A-double-P-S. Although he's on Instagram, Rebel Wilson will call him a very private person.
I find that billionaire dynasties tend to do that, yeah.
So Rebel Wilson, Jacob Busch, began dating sometime in 2019, prior to the pandemic, and ooh. Also prior to her weight loss journey. It was not until the summer of 2020 that Rebel Wilson started posting pictures of the two of them together on her social media. In September of 2020, Rebel and Jacob will make their red carpet debut in Monaco at the Prince Albert's Monte Carlo Gala for Planetary Health. It is later on in that same month that the two will confirm to Us Weekly that they are officially boyfriend and girlfriend.
So they've been together for about a year at this point. Is that
yeah.
seem about
so,
right?
So like okay. long enough to get to know each other, realize you probably do want to go social. This is a thing.
Yeah.
Like they waited a little while.
Some commitment there. That's good.
A friend will tell Us Weekly that they met last year, 2019, and started casually dating before coronavirus hit. They kept in touch while Rebel was in Australia. And when she returned back to the U.S., they picked back up dating again and became serious. Now, prior to dating Jacob Busch, Rebel had been rumored to be involved with tennis player Matt Reed. Before that, she dated actor-producer Mickey Gooch Jr., stuntman Adon, and Beecher Media Group founder Jeff Beecher. She okay. gets around. But Rebel Wilson will call 2020 her quote-unquote year of health. She was determined to use quarantine effectively.
Right.
And she was like, I want to focus on my wellness journey.
Mm-hmm.
I want to become healthier. I want to lose a little weight. Part of this motivation is Rebel Wilson has a desire to eventually become a mother.
Mm,
so yeah. she said, I was thinking about fertility and having good quality eggs in the bank. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get healthy.
That's good. I mean, I know for me, quarantine was like, let me gain a bunch of weight.
We did the opposite.
Drink a little too much. I mean, good for her.
Good for her.
Making better choices.
Well, Rebel tells E! News that the romance with Jacob had been going on behind the scenes for quite some time, with Jacob being there to motivate her throughout her weight loss journey. In November of 2020, Rebel tells E! News, some people on social media say, oh, well, you lost weight and then you got a hot boyfriend. But what I do want to say to those people is I actually dated Jacob when I was at my heaviest as well. So it's not like suddenly I lost weight and then you're like, oh, you get a hot boyfriend. That's not how it worked. This guy liked me at 100 kilos and now 75 kilos. I just want to be clear on that. There's something really comforting in that to me because you're like, oh, it wasn't necessarily of what my body type was. He really likes me for me.
Super boss move, though, to be like, actually, I had a hot boyfriend before I lost all the weight. All right.
It's a great time. We're going to leave the couple together, really in love with their whole journey. We're going to leave them here on the about to be broken up depot.
Yeah.
Take a quick break.
Getting through COVID together depot.
Back after we hear a message from our sponsors.
We'll see you on the flip. Hey, Trash Pandas. Stacy here to share my latest take a mental breather from your day find. Two Dots. Two Dots is a free-to-download puzzle-based mobile game where you connect dots and relaxing puzzles while unlocking levels and collecting treasure and prizes along the way. Connect at least two adjacent dots of the same color to make a move, and remember, dots can connect horizontally and vertically, but never, ever diagonally. And as engaging as the main puzzles are, there are also side quest game modes like the scavenger hunt, where you find hidden objects amidst riotously colorful art, and classic adventure game vibes in the arcade. Each fun and relaxing Two Dots puzzle offers a new gameplay experience, plus the chance to collect trophies, medals, and other souvenirs of your adventures. As you advance through the levels, you'll earn various power-ups and special dots with new effects, like erasing all dots of a certain color or clearing a row and column simultaneously, and the colorful visuals find the perfect balance between stimulating and soothing.
Two Dots is free to download, and you can play even when you're offline. Make it a party by challenging your friends on Facebook. If you're ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
All right, Alicia, so we have Rebel Wilson with a hot boyfriend, getting through COVID, making healthy choices.
Beer fortune, healthy choices, mm-hmm. COVID lockdown. The couple seems really happy together, but rather abruptly, in February 2021, Rebel Wilson announces their breakup. Hmm. But she will not do it in a conventional manner.
Uh-oh.
Instead, she... Instead, she reveals it on Instagram by saying, lots on my mind. Hashtag single girl heading to Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Fans were obviously surprised. More surprised was Jacob Bush.
Oh, no.
According to Us Weekly, the beer heir was really upset when Rebel Wilson broke up with him over text message. It's gotta hurt. It's happened. I've been broken up with via email before. It's terrible. Text message seems almost just a little crueler.
I think worse, yeah.
A friend will tell Us Weekly that they went to Aspen right before the holidays and had a blast. Then he left for Florida to be with his family, and he invited her because he really wanted her to meet them, but she never committed to doing that. They talked all throughout the holidays and had excellent communication, but then, all of a sudden, she got really quiet and broke up with him via text message.
I think if you balk at meeting the family, that's got to be, like...
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
I don't know.
Despite Jacob calling the breakup method very hurtful, quote unquote, he also said that he harbors, quote unquote, no ill will towards her. The friend quoted back in Us Weekly said Jacob has a lot of love and respect for Rebel, and she'll always hold a special place in his heart. He adored her. What is said to be the factor is distance. Bush living in Palm Beach, Wilson living in Los Angeles. But in May 2022, Rebel Wilson hinted that she was seeing someone new while discussing her attempts to get back into the dating scene. She will share on the You Up podcast, "I deliberately wanted to push myself to date a bunch of people and gain that experience, which I know is not normal, but it really helped me find out what I liked and what I didn't like." Which is a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Every loser you date now is one less loser you risk marrying.
Let's posit that Rebel Wilson was not dating losers.
Not losers like they were a loser. Just right. Saying it's just not like, the one for you. It's not the winner for you. So you date around. Okay. You find out, oh, that's not your winner. Dating a bunch.
Sure.
Is kind of healthy sometimes.
No, I think learning how to relate to another person in an intimate way, it teaches you a lot about yourself.
100%. In fact, Rebel was seeing someone new. And this time it was not Mr. Winner. It could have been Ms. Winner. In June of 2022, Rebel Wilson announces that she was gay and introduced the world to her girlfriend, Ramona Agruma, on social media. Now, Ramona is a fashion designer and an owner of a clothing brand, which I have not done the research into, but I sort of love the name, Lemon the Lyman. I wonder if there's like a Josh Lemon Lyman West Wing reference in there somewhere. Lemon the Lyman.
No idea. Okay.
Rebel Wilson will take to Instagram to make the announcement, stating, "I thought I was searching for a Disney prince, but maybe what I really needed all this time was a Disney princess. Hashtag love is love." Rebel writes alongside an Instagram selfie of her and Ramona, and although it was not announced until June, the couple had been seeing each other for a few months.
But there was like some media controversy around this, right?
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not about her being gay or coming out, like, but anyway, okay, yeah, all right.
I'm so glad you asked, because the decision of her coming out choice was not entirely left up to Rebel on her own.
That sucks.
As it turns out that the Sydney Morning Herald in Australia sent Rebel Wilson an email giving her a deadline to comment on her dating life.
Because they were going to write a story 100%. That she was, okay, they were going to out her.
Wilson was told she had 2 days to comment on her new relationship.
She did, guys. Congrats.
Otherwise, yeah, Sydney Morning Herald was going to publish without her comment.
I recall they were quite mad that she scooped them about her own life. What jerks.
It's my life.
What absolute jerks.
Rebel Wilson, not going to scoop my life, you wankers, decides to take control of the situation and post the announcement instead on her social media. Understandably, the media outlet got a lot of criticism after revealing that they made the demand of Wilson.
Right. That is just so... I guess that's like her hometown paper, right? She was born in Sydney. I feel like there could have been a much more collaborative process there, like...
A phone call, not
an
email. Yeah,
like, hey, we understand that you're in a new relationship and we wondered if you would like to debut that with us instead of, like, give us a comment or we publish. Come on, guys. Okay.
In a tweet, Kate Doak, a reporter for the Australian television news program 10 News First, slams the Sydney Morning Herald for giving Wilson, quote, a heads up 2 days in advance that they were going to out her.
Right.
Also, Kate laments the fact that openly gay men at the Sydney Morning Herald were involved in this. Fans of Rebel Wilson and supporters of the LGBTQ plus movement slam the Sydney Morning Herald for their threat and their demands of Rebel Wilson, saying they're shameful, repugnant, and vile.
Yeah, I've just mishandled all the way.
Absolutely. But we're not done.
Oh.
Another criticism comes from sports journalist Inez Braga Sampaio when he tweets, June is a good time to remember that we, the media, have to do better when handling news about the LGBTQ plus community. Bullying isn't journalism. Outing someone will never be journalism. What the Sydney Morning Herald did to Rebel Wilson is bullying. Remember Matt Lucas? He took a minute off to stop singing Annie show tunes.
Sure.
Good friend, old roommate, old Matt, shows his support with the following post. Coming out is often a long, scary process with many beats. Self-realization, telling friends and family a first relationship. I thought the press forcing people to out themselves, regardless of whether or not they were ready, was a thing of the past. I must have been mistaken. Thankfully, we're only talking about one or two individuals here. It should be said that the vast majority of journalists now deal with this subject with much more sensitivity and empathy, even in some of the traditionally more right-leaning papers.
Yeah, the media has come, I mean, hundreds of thousands of miles from, you know, when we were kids.
I think this is why this was so shocking.
I think so,
like,
too.
Really? Yeah. We're back to this?
Yeah, it just hasn't, I don't feel like we've seen it in such a way in a long time. So anyway, go ahead.
Numerous supportive comments naturally come her way. Rebel will post on Twitter, "Thanks for your comments. It was a very hard situation, but trying to handle it with grace." The Sydney Morning Herald will issue an apology and a statement, which reads, "It is not the Herald's business to quote-unquote out people, and that is not what we set out to do. But I understand why my email has been seen as a threat. The framing of it was a mistake," the writer wrote, noting they mishandled steps in their approach. "The Herald and I will approach things differently from now on to make sure we always take into consideration the extra layer of complexities people face when it comes to their sexuality."
I mean, you know, if that was sincerely given, then we should sincerely take it.
It's a statement.
I mean, it's ultimately a gossip story, right? I mean, that it...
Although Wilson would have preferred the courtesy of making the announcement when she, in fact, chose, it seems to have worked out pretty okay for her. A source close to Rebel Wilson tells Us Weekly, "Rebel is very happy all around in her new relationship with her body and her career. Even though she wasn't completely ready to come out to the whole world, she's glad she did, and that she was the one to share something so personal to her. It's been a huge weight off of her shoulder that she doesn't have to keep it a secret anymore. She's relieved that she can share photos and these happy moments with her fans."
That's good.
One of her besties, actor Hugh Sheridan, doing radio interviews on her behalf, has gotten to brag about him being the one to introduce the new lovebirds. He'll say they hit it off immediately. "Rebel loves how down-to-earth Ramona is, and they have a lot in common. They're taking things slow, but are excited to see what the future holds." Rebel and Ramona will take a romantic trip to Italy and Turkey in June. Lots of photos enjoying their beautiful journey together. And when it comes to her health and weight loss journey, Rebel Wilson posted about her recent weight gain after her vacation on Instagram. This is July the 2nd. And her message, I think, is a good example of body positivity and self-confidence. The post reads, "I just noticed I put on 3 kilograms on my holiday. I'm at an amazing all-inclusive resort. I've lost all self-control. But you know what? I can get up tomorrow and go to the gym and hydrate and eat healthy and love myself. It doesn't help to be hard on yourself, but I know what it's like to feel guilty and not great after eating too much. But if you're like me, just know you are more beautiful than just your weight. Your weight doesn't define you. Just try your best to be healthy and don't be so hard on yourself." Heart emoji. "Be the best version of you." Heart emoji.
That's a great sentiment. Applause for the hard work that she put in to achieve that. Setting a goal, achieving a goal. And then not bullying herself when she enjoys the food in Italy.
I would hope you enjoy the food in Italy in an all-inclusive resort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't, that's
on
you.
You're doing Italy wrong. I mean, to reiterate, be the best version of you. I think that's a really solid message. Not just in summertime, every day of the year.
Absolutely. Can I also say, I always thought that Rebel Wilson was a child of celebrities because her name is Rebel.
Yeah, dog handlers.
Dog handlers. Mm-hmm. Just professional dog handlers selling canine products and handling dogs.
Nicole Kidman, beer fortune. This story really had everything.
Kind of went everywhere.
Kind of trying to pack in the magic.
Angry in... WeHo neighbors.
Welcome to the neighborhood. Seriously.
So welcome. I mean, of any neighborhood in the world where you can comfortably sing show tunes outdoors.
You'd think West Hollywood.
But not after 10 p.m.
Apparently not. That's the cutoff.
That some people have very important things happening in the morning. All right. Well, thank you, Alicia, for that. And we obviously wish the best for Jacob Bush and his enormous fortune.
And Rebel Wilson and her enormous positivity on being the best version of you.
Absolutely.
There's your Trashy Wednesday midweek drop. We're going to be back on Sunday with a brand new All-Star Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
And our Trashy Divorces collection of trash candy. If you need more of us, you can always check us out at patreon.com/trashydivorces. We got dumpster dives and more Robert Evans and nightcap chat and even a trash candy clubhouse this weekend. Always so much fun over there.
I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes.
Perfect. And until we see you again on Sunday, thanks for listening. Thanks for being awesome. Be the best version of yourself.
Yep.
Part of that is keeping your hands clean.
And your heart very trashy, friends.
Big love, everybody. See you this weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
And thanks to you for listening. Trashy Divorces is a Hemlock Creatives production, created and produced right here in Atlanta, Georgia, by us, Stacy and Alicia, with a little research and writing help from the brilliant Melissa O.
Our art is by Sydney V. Smith. That's Sydney V. Smith at carbonmade.com. And our music is used with permission of Ratsy. Check her out at Ratsy's store on Instagram, and definitely drop into Ratsy's store anytime you're in Oberlin, Ohio.
You can contact us at trashydivorces@gmail.com or find us on the World Wide Web at trashydivorces.com.
If you need more trash candy in your life, our Patreon community includes some of the very best humans around and thousands of hours of bonus content at every level of support. Join the fun at patreon.com/trashydivorces.
Interested in some Trashy Divorces swag? Check out our merch shop and Trash Panda Enthusiasm Society at bit.ly/trashygear.
Want to advertise with us? Reach out to sales@advertisecast.com for more information.
And last but not least, come play with us on social media. I keep most of our Trashy Divorces Instagram hopping. Stacy and I share it up over on Facebook, including our Trashy Divorces podcast discussion group. Come join us over there, and thanks again, everybody, for listening.
Keep it trashy, y'all.